Yankees in New Orleans.
But you know where I'm going with that. All right, y'all ready? Good evening. Welcome everyone to the Special Permit and License Board meeting from February 19th at 6 p.m. If we could have the roll call, please.
I'm in. Brown?
Here.
Hatfield? McGill?
Here.
McCullough?
Here.
Moe?
Here.
Rommelfinger? Ryan?
Here.
So Hatfield had something to do with their kid's school. Amin's mom is back in the hospital, and Rommelfinger is still dealing with his illness. So unless anyone opposes, we'll go ahead and approve all three absences.
So, agreed.
But this time, we'll ask for approval of the minutes from the February 5th, 2025 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Who are you with?
Highland Hills.
Perfect. So
you're up first.
Yeah, you're up first anyway. I was just like, nobody else is here, so let me just make sure we go to you.
Okay.
At this time, we're going to open up a public hearing for special event permit for Highland Hills Bocce Ball Tournament. If you would go ahead and read that into the record. We just did.
This is a public hearing to consider an application for a special event permit from the Highland Hills Foundation Cornhole Tournament. The event is on February 22nd at 4201 West 94th Avenue from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The Highland Hills Foundation is a qualifying nonprofit organization, and this is their first application for 2025. Copies of the application are attached, providing information, a service plan, and a map designating the boundaries for the event. Pursuant to state law, the event site has been posted continuously for 10 days preceding this hearing to inform the public of the request to sell malt, vinous, and spirituous liquor on-premise consumption and of this hearing opportunity to voice support or opposition to the applicant. A copy of the Liquor Enforcement Officer Gordonaire's report is attached, and he will be present to review the report and answer questions for the board. Pursuant to Westminster Municipal Code 5-14-10D, prior to issuing special event permits, the board must consider, in addition to the eligibility of the applicants, whether the issuance of the permit would be injurious to the public welfare due to the nature of the special event, its location within the community, or the failure of the applicants in the past special event to conduct the event in compliance with applicable laws and regulations.
Does anyone have any questions on the report? Seeing none, raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
I do. Troy Gordonaire, Liquor Enforcement Officer on behalf of the city. Police Farm did receive a special event permit for the Highland Hills Foundation for their Bocce Ball Tournament. The security service plan was provided, which is similar to previous events from this group and also for the same building, and appear to be proper. Background checks were completed. There was nothing found that would adversely reflect upon the character of the applicant. It does indicate IDs will be checked for those consuming the alcohol. And the prior event has no known alcohol violations. Therefore, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Thank you. Do we have any questions on the police report? This time, we'll go ahead and accept both of them into the evidence. And if you could raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
If you can state your first name, your last name, spell your last name, and give us your address for the record.
It's Lori Morellas, M-I-R-E-L-E-Z, address 6849 Zenobia Street, A4, Westminster, 803.
Perfect. If you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about your event and why you're here and what you're looking for.
Well, it's our sixth annual cornhole tournament that benefits the Highland Hills Foundation. This will be our second year at the Carol Butt Sports Center. The cornhole tournament will be from 10 to 8, depending where we're almost sold out. We have 60 teams. We'll be selling beer and hard seltzer. We do have a food truck coming in, three Dos Gringos, and they'll be parked in the back of the building. And the employees that will be helping will be the Highland Hills employees and the foundation members, and we'll be checking IDs, and there'll be two food rooms where the alcohol will be consumed. They can't go outside or on the gym floor. And we'll have two sets of volunteers from the time that the cornhole tournament's going on.
Perfect. If you're going to go into a little bit of detail about your liquor plans and, you know, all your, you know, whatever you got going on there.
Okay. If they would like to purchase the beer or hard seltzer, they will be, they'll have to show their ID at the front where they register. They'll be wrist tagged if they're okay to consume the alcohol. Their IDs will be checked by Highland Hills employees or the volunteers. And then they'll go back into the room. We have it in a banquet room where the alcohol will be. And we do have security from Highland Hills that will be at the event in the building and around the parking lot.
Perfect. Thank you. Does the board have any questions for the applicant?
How many people usually show up at the tournament? You said this is your sixth year?
Our sixth year, and having it inside, I was just informed that we have 60 teams, and so we're probably going to be about 100 and maybe 40 people with spectators.
Might be a stupid question because I don't know anything about bocce ball. How many people are on a team?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two people on a team and four people play. Perfect. To each other.
Thank you.
So you've done this all before, so you're following your same rules that you've always done with your alcohol. And,
correct.
Okay, so nothing new and exciting.
Nothing more, just, yeah.
Oh, okay, so if it works six times or five times, you're sure you got it under control for the sixth time?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And you never had any issues?
Never.
Mm-mm. Perfect. Any other questions from the board? Anyone in the public like to speak for or against? I say it every meeting, but it's so silly, but I have to ask. Yeah, if not, the attorney yells at me in private. Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of the hearing and open it up for any board discussion and or a motion.
I don't see any reason why not to give them the granite, so if everyone's okay, I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
Based on the testimony and evidence provided, I move that we grant the application from the Highland Hills Foundation for a special event permit February 22nd from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., taking place at 4201 West 94th Avenue.
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The clerk's office will, do you have it ready already, or does she want to pick it up tomorrow? Yeah, somebody will be in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get it to you, I promise.
Perfect. Should I come here, or do you want to pick it up, or? Because I can.
Has anyone heard from any of the other two applicants?
Thank you.
We'll give her just a second to check her email just to make sure. If not, we're going to go ahead and close the hearings, and they can reschedule to see us again another day. But I don't think we should wait on them.
You know, I sent Mary Jo a text today saying that the webpage still shows our time starting at 7. And I said that could be confusing if people don't pay attention or whatever when they're contacted and they look at the agenda or whatever.
And I've told her that too, and I know that she said that.
She said she'd take a look at
that,
it.
That the applicants, she physically tells them in an email at 6 o'clock.
She does, yeah.
You know, and Kate gets copied on all those, I believe. But
copies that the email went out at 6, and the email that went out says 6.
I'm sure it did. But
yeah, let me just make sure.
But then if we could just follow up and get that website changed, that'd be great.
She said she would do that.
Okay.
That's why I'm surprised she wasn't here.
Right. That's because she's updating the website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, there's someone outside.
Oh, see, she told Moody Brahman 6:20 in the email.
Yeah.
So it might be we were just too speedy. Let me look at the Hill House then.
All right.
Yeah, we've never had them not show.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, would be shocked if they didn't. And she told Hill House 6:40.
She told them those times knowing who our chair is?
Yeah.
I find that.
Off kilter. She not know I'm
speedy. We'll have to make a note to her.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's called Speedy Gonzalez over here, right? Yeah. So in the future, if we could just tell them all 6 o'clock,
yeah,
that would be great.
Yep. Chair, this will be for the Hill.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Do we want to wait on their attorney? Do they have an attorney? Are they representing themselves? She's by herself. Perfect. At this time, we'll open up a new hotel, restaurant, liquor license for the Hill House.
Yes.
Yeah. If we go ahead and read that application into the record.
This public hearing was scheduled for the board to consider the application from Colorado Hill House LLC, DBA Hill House, 2831 West 120th Avenue, Suite 200. The property is zoned PUD, Planned Unit Development, and the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the city website on February 10th, and the property has been posted with the signage to notify passersby of the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days preceding this hearing. The designated neighborhood boundaries for the petitioning purposes were North 124th Avenue Extended, the 12,400 block North, South 116th Place Extended, the 11,600 block North, West Julian Street Extended, the 3,400 block West, East Zuni Street Extended, the 2,400 block West. Surveying was completed by Liquor Pros, and the report of the results together with a map showing where the petitioning was conducted are attached. There are 5 hotel restaurant liquor licenses within the designated neighborhood: Big Mac and Little Lou's Seafood Market, Brian's Dumpling House, Asian Cajun, Anna's Mexican Grill, and Hana Matsuri Sushi. There has not been a denial of a hotel restaurant liquor license application at this location or within 500 feet of it within the preceding 2 years. However, the previous restaurant in this location, Elevate Bar and Grill, has closed within the last 2 years. A report from the Westminster Police Department regarding the results of this investigation is attached. Troy Gardiner, Liquor Investigations Officer, will be present to review those findings with the board.
Go ahead, sir.
The police department did receive a hotel and restaurant liquor license for the Hill House. Background check has been completed. There's nothing found that would adversely reflect upon the character of the applicant. Documentation for funding was provided and appears to be proper. The listed registered manager does have experience in the liquor industry, and the applicant indicated also that they have responsible vendor training. Based on that, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Perfect, thank you. Does anyone have any questions on the city report or the police report? Seeing none, there is a survey in here. Once again, Liquor Pros we don't force them to come when it's at 99% in favor. Does anyone have any questions on the survey report? Perfect. We'll go ahead and accept all 3 of them into evidence. And at this time, we'll ask the applicant to come forward. Yeah, you can go ahead and come up. If you could raise your right hand. Yeah. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
If you could say your first name, your last name, your spell your last name and your address for the record.
My last name is W-A-N-G Wong. First name W-E-I-W-E-I. The address, you mean the hotel's address?
It doesn't matter. Either one, your business or your personal, it doesn't
2831 West 120th Avenue, Unit 200, Westminster, Colorado, A0234.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, if you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about why you're here and what you're trying to do and about your business.
I'm trying to open a new restaurant for the...
You don't have to keep your hand up. You're fine.
I'm trying to get a liquor license and open a new restaurant for this location. And we try to give you like a more position, like a situation, for, like a job or everything for more people, like a student that they try to find looking more jobs. And then we try to bring more like a brand new food, you know, to the resident. For sharing with them, and then we try to get our Corrado brand, you know, Hill House looks like Maya High, you know, like for our like a city brand restaurant to here, and we try to get like this brand to another state, you know, because here is only like First Watch Snow's brand from another state, and then we try to get our own brand. Colorado breakfast food, like a restaurant to everywhere in America. So that's what that's all I think about it.
And tell us a little bit about what type of liquor you're going to be serving, what type of training, you know, what type of policies you have for the liquor.
We serving like all kind of like, whole alcohol, like a wine, beer, like a cocktail mixed drink, every drinks. And then we are already hiring like a professional like bartender. They have a certificate. They know the all the like legalizing rule, how they work. Like we make some drink from them. And then and then I also have like a legal license, like a legal class for the lawyer. I get like a certificate like about any kind of like a rule about legal license, like, you know, violation something. So I will get like all like a list to the all the employees, let them know how it works by the, you know, violations to make it pay attention to. Yeah.
Perfect. At this time, we'll open up for questions from the board. Marty first.
Hi. Welcome. Is the layout of the restaurant where the liquor and the other drinks are served at the table, or is there also a bar? Is there a bar and a restaurant eating area, or is it just the eating area?
Bar and the eating. The bar and the restaurant both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And... So someone could go up to the bar and get a drink.
No, we usually request that the server to serve a drink to the customer.
Okay. So the wait staff would go up to the bar, get the drink, and then bring it to the customers table? At their table.
Yeah, we request the employees to bring the drink to the table for the service customer.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Have you ever run a business before that with an alcohol license in Denver or anywhere else?
I'm a manager. I'm a manager for the sushi Japanese restaurant in the Denver area.
Okay. So, but you manage a restaurant?
Yeah, like a manager position.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Did they serve alcohol?
Yeah, they serve the whole alcohol.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So how many employees will you have, and will they all be able to serve alcohol?
call me service.
How many employees do you think you'll employ at this?
We think about around like 30 people.
And each one of them will be of age where they can serve alcohol?
Yes.
Okay. And will there always be a manager on site?
Yes. Usually I will be stay there. Yeah, but not maybe I will be have another separate manager will be stay over
okay.
there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And what are your hours?
We open like 7 days a week, and then morning start like Sunday to Thursday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and a break. We close 2 to 4:30, and nighttime will be like 4:30 to 9. So Saturday, Sunday, we like same morning at 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and nighttime is 4:30 to 10 p.m.
Perfect. And have you ever had any liquor violations in the past?
No, I don't. No.
When are you planning on opening?
We already finished everything, like the model, everything. We're cleaning right now, so we just try to waiting for the like a inspection or something. We try to plan to like open in March beginning, like March. Maybe first March 1st or something. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect. Any other questions? Anyone in the audience like to speak for or against this application? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open up for any board discussion and or a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the application from Colorado Hill House LLC, doing business as Hill House, 2831 West 120th Avenue, Suite 200, for a hotel restaurant liquor license.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
At this time, do we... Let me get back my papers. At this time, do we have anybody here from Mugi Ramen and Pokey? Sir, are you here from Mugi Ramen?
Yes.
Perfect. You can go ahead and come forward if you'd like.
If you want to go ahead and read that application to the record, please.
This is a public hearing. This public hearing is scheduled for the board to consider a beer and wine liquor license application from Luck Clover Inc., DBA Mugi Ramen and Pokey, 1181 West 120th Avenue, 3, number 100. Okay. The property is zoned PUD, planned unit development, and the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the city's website on February 9th, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby of the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days preceding this hearing. The designated neighborhood boundaries for petitioning purposes were North West 124th Avenue Extended, South 117th Avenue, West Tejon Street, East Bannock Street. Surveying was completed by Oedipus, and the report of the results together with a map showing where the petitioning was conducted is included in this memo. There is no existing beer and wine license in this neighborhood. The previous owner did hold a beer and wine license, and they did not renew in 2023. A report from the Westminster Police Department regarding the results of the investigation on the applicant is attached. Troy Gardiner, Liquor Investigations Officer, will be present to review those findings with the board.
Detective Gardiner, you can go ahead.
The police department did receive an application for a beer and wine liquor license for Mugi Ramen and Poke. Background was completed upon the applicant. There was nothing that would adversely reflect upon the character of the applicant. Documentation for the funding of the business was provided and appears to be proper.
The application did indicate that the registered manager does have experience in the liquor industry and also indicated that they have responsible vendor training. Based on that, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Do we have any questions on the city's report or the police report? Since seeing now, we'll go ahead and accept both of them into evidence.
I have one question.
My apologies.
That's okay. I don't know if this is significant at all, but I notice on the form for evaluating applicant, the business name is listed as Playdate. Is that?
It's a typo.
Okay. So.
Our last beer and wine one, I will.
We want to make sure we get it to the right business.
Will
okay.
Update that. Yes.
All right. Thank you. I think every one of us was talking about the same thing up here.
Thank you.
Perfect. At this time, we've accepted both of those into evidence, and the petitioning came in with great results. Does anybody have any questions on the petitioning? Seeing none?
Only that it's remarkable there's no other beer or wine licenses in this area on 120th. Wow.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and accept that in evidence. If you want to raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
If you can state your first name, your last name, spell your last name, and address for the record.
My name is Kwan.
And you can lower your hand, unless you want to keep it up for exercise.
My name is Kwan. My last name is Lin, L-I-N. And the business address is 1181 West 120 Avenue, Suite 100, Westminster, Colorado, 80234.
Perfect. Thank you. If you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about your business and why you're here.
This is the new restaurant I just bought. And they usually have their liquor license, but it was expired 2023. And so I was told to have to be reapply for the liquor license for my new restaurant. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what type of liquor you're going to be serving, about what your plans are, training.
The liquor license is only for beers and wines. And the restaurant is on, it's kind of like a fast food. It's to sell ramen and poke. And I think that's it.
Perfect. And
is it similar to Noodles and Company?
Very similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
But can they take the beer or wine out of the building, or they have to consume it there?
Right now we just sell only in store. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
But they used to have a liquor license before, but it was expired. Yeah.
Not that it's relevant, but what was it before?
I think it was the same restaurant. It was just the license expired.
The same restaurant.
Same name?
Yes. Mugi Ramen and Poke. It is.
Yeah. I think I remember.
Are you a new owner then?
Yes.
Okay, but just you took over, took over that same restaurant.
It,
oh, okay.
It is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions from the board?
Have you have been in the liquor industry before as a new owner? Have you owned a different type of restaurant somewhere else?
Yes, I owned the Japanese sushi restaurant in Abate before. And I have full liquor license in that restaurant, but I just sold it.
Okay, but you've dealt, my question is that you have experience then with the liquor license. Are you TIP certified?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open up for any board discussion and or a motion.
It's my turn. Okay. Based on the evidence and testimony presented, I move that the board find the application satisfies the state and local requirements for a licensure and that the board approve your application.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, congratulations, motion passes.
Thank you very much, guys. You have a good night.
The city's office will be in touch with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we're going to move on to upcoming business and meetings. We do have two meetings in March that we have things on the books for. Any other things we need to discuss? Go ahead.
I'll make sure to change the time on the website, because it happens I have editing rights to that page, and I'll just do it right now. I'll make sure Mary Joy gets the note to just tell everyone to come.
Just tell everybody. It's just easier. That
That's fine.
So if somebody's late, we can always jump to the next person.
Absolutely. Sorry.
And we like to be speedy.
Unless something changes, I want to inform the board and the chair that I'm likely not to be here on the 19th. I'm having some back surgery.
Good luck. If you need anything more, let us know.
Oh, thank you. He says it's minimally invasive. We'll see.
They always say that for some reason, don't they?
Oh, this is normal.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Any other questions, comments, concerns? Seeing none, meeting's adjourned.